We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
So my name is Divya Dhawan, and I'm a certified integrative nutrition health coach. And I specialize in working with women who have Sjogren's syndrome. Sjogren's syndrome, not many people know what it is, although it's very much present in US alone. There are 4 million people who are diagnosed with this syndrome every year, and 90% of them are actually women. So I help women who have Sjogren's syndrome with their symptoms, which are dry eyes, dry mouth, joint pains, autoimmune symptoms, and I help them to go from disease to ease. And that is what I do. And Sjogren's syndrome, for all the listeners who don't know what Sjogren's syndrome is, it is an autoimmune condition in which the body's defense system starts attacking the salivary glands and all the wet glands in the body, which are present in the eyes, the mouth, the nose, even in the lungs and digestive system. And these are just primary symptoms, and these are also associated with many other symptoms, and it is a systemic disorder. It is also associated with rheumatoid arthritis. It can also be accompanied with lupus, fibromyalgia, which is a chronic fatigue syndrome, and many other autoimmune disorders as well, digestive issues, issues with the lungs, neuropathy, Raynaud's syndrome, many other symptoms. So that is what Sjogren's syndrome is, and I help. And I'm really passionate about helping women with this condition because of my own journey with this condition. I was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome a couple of years ago, and it's been 8 years now, and I'm happy to say that I'm in remission. And that is what fuels me to work with these women and help them.
So I have a question. Yeah. Is this possible? Is it possible for men to get this as well?
It is possible, yes. 90% of people who are diagnosed with Sjogren's are women, but the rest 10% are men. So that men do have it too, for sure.
And what is caused by it? Is it like too much like blue light from the computer screen, TV screen, etc., or not enough sleep?
Yeah, sure. So all autoimmune disorders are caused because of one single reason, which is actually the intestines or the digestive system not working very well. And almost everyone who has autoimmune disorders has the condition called leaky gut, where the gut and blood barrier is compromised, and because of which the immune system starts attacking the toxins which enter the bloodstream from the guts. So that is really the main cause. But that can happen because of many reasons, which can be stress, which can be nutritional deficiencies. It can also be mold or chronic infections. And stress is also one of them. So there can be multiple reasons for autoimmune disorders to start in any person. It can also be infections, like some viral infections also trigger the autoimmune disorders. And the thing is, in every person, how the autoimmune condition manifests is different. And so there are so many different names of so many different autoimmune disorders.
So how did you get into this? I know you said that you were dealing with it as well, but I mean, just first focusing on you, but then how come you became so passionate about it?
Sure, yeah, that's a very nice question, because when I was able to heal myself at that point, I did meet many other people who had autoimmune conditions, and it almost every third or fourth person you meet has some autoimmune condition. And, you know, I started having this feeling that I have been able to heal myself. And then, so it is not something impossible. If I can do it, others can do it too. And, but the thing is, everyone, you know, it's very nice when people have a guide or a coach to help them through this journey, because it can be a daunting journey. Healing is not, healing your autoimmune condition is not so easy. And with the help of someone, and a qualified coach who also has the experience in the same condition, it becomes so much more easier. And so I did feel that it's kind of my calling to help everyone who has autoimmune conditions, to let them know that, you know, that is not a life sentence for them, because the regular, because the conventional medicine and the medical system only has one answer for all the autoimmune, all the people who have autoimmune conditions, I'm sorry, that this is how it's going to be, and we can only manage the symptoms, and we cannot really have a cure for this, and this is a life sentence, really. And so that's what made me become a health coach.
And so what, how does one heal that?
Sure. Healing is a long process, so it does take time, but the first step is to look at what we eat, because from, you know, as Hippocrates has always, you know, we always hear that what Hippocrates has said, let food be thy medicine. So food is really the medicine, if taken in the right way. And so starting with changing your food habits is the first step to start your healing.
You know what this, they always said, you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. You are what you eat. Yes.
I know for myself, I've been, I know for myself, I can't watch TV, at night, much anymore. Like, I stopped my TV time around, like, I can go until, like, let's say 8:30 ish. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with TV, or I'm done with social media. Mm-hmm. And then I'm calling it a night, just because it is the blue light kind of just gets to my eyes after a while. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I have any eye problems. It's just that, you know, since I work a lot online, my school's online because of COVID, right. I'm just like, you know, sure, what not? And it's like, let me... the only time when I use my technology at night, my mm-hmm. computer, is that it has I put it on like super high blast. I have a blue light filter on my computer,
mm-hmm. right?
And it has, it's like, it's pretty much gold, like gold mm-hmm. light, and mm-hmm. so that doesn't bother my eyes, but. And it's really funny. I sisted this somebody on my podcast before, or maybe it was when I was on a guest appearance. And I was like, why can't they put blue light filters in smart TVs now? And it's like, you think it would be some kind of setting in the menu of the TV? And I was like, we have everything else on the smart TV. So I was like, we probably have the technology to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I know how to put a blue light filter on my phone in the nighttime. So I have that setting right after 8:30 or 9. I switch that on if I'm on the phone. So the screen just becomes red, and all the blue light is gone. So I'm sure that there must be some setting that we can use on the TV. I don't know that yet, but that's a great point you brought up. Yeah.
If you ever find a setting like that, please let me know, because I've always been looking. Like, we have all these smart devices and everything. It's like, why can't we invent something that's built in? It's like, we did it for our phones and computers. Mm-hmm. The next thing I could see, GPS has the night mode on it. So why can't we have a night mode on TV? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I understand. And I know there must be some hack. I just don't know about it. And if I do get to know for sure, I'm going to let you know.
Because I'm definitely going to, it's either I'm going to figure out, you're going to figure it out, or someone's going to figure it out. I'm surprised $1 billion companies haven't figured it out yet. They're so smart and everything, but we haven't come up with this technology yet. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That they should have a blue light filter as well, because it really messes up with the sleep, the blue light.
And then they have blue light filter glasses too, so... Give it the program here, guys. Google, you may use my idea. You can just pay me a few $1,000s. I'm okay with that. Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Psychic Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And... there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you. So do you have any suggestions and tips for people to avoid this kind of disease?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is watch your stress levels, because stress is really the reason for all autoimmune disorders. It's almost for every autoimmune disorder. That is what the doctor will also tell you. It is the stress that causes autoimmune disorders. So, and I know there's so much stress around us. It's not easy to do that. But, having some mind and body practice in place, which you practice every single day, really helps with managing the stress that we have. It's not going to take the stress away, but at least it will help us manage the stress in a better way so that it doesn't affect our bodies. And then starting with probiotics, because almost all of us are these days deficient in good bacteria in our microbiome, which help with maintaining good gut health. And that is where I would suggest everyone to start. And I think that itself should help a lot.
And for people who don't know about probiotics, could you list some? Because even though I know what the probiotics are, maybe some people don't know.
Yeah, sure. So in our bodies, more than our cells, we actually have bacteria. And not just bacteria, in fact, many other microorganisms which contribute to the microbiome that we have. And they also help in almost every body function inside our bodies. And the most important body function, which is digestion, which regulates everything else in the body, is also regulated by the microbiome. And there's a very delicate balance of good and bad bacteria. I would say the good guys and the bad guys, rather than just the bacteria, because there's so many other microorganisms. And that when we take the probiotics, we're actually adding on to the good guys inside our body, mainly the good bacteria, which help regulate every other microorganism and create that balance in our gut system. And so probiotics are really different forms of colony-forming units of bacteria, which help with maintaining the gut health. And they are available off of Amazon. There are many supplements out there. But what I suggest is really taking real food probiotics, which means things like sauerkraut, kimchi, sourdough bread, even kombucha is very good, and kefir, kefir water or kefir milk, kefir also is very good. And they can, the milk can always be replaced, the dairy can always be replaced by things like almond milk or coconut milk, and things that are not, that don't hurt the body but still have the good bacteria in it.
But is yogurt considered to be a good bacteria, or?
Yes, yes, it is. Yogurt is considered good bacteria and a very good probiotic if you can tolerate dairy.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story about the about how I got into eating yogurt. Mm-hmm. It's I watch this show. I used to watch a show called Burn Notice on USA Today Network. Mm-hmm. And it's about this spy who got burned and blacklisted and everything. Mm-hmm. And but he always ate so much yogurt, and he always liked to say, he's like, he always, pretty much every episode he was eating some yogurt in the show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and like pretty much his whole refrigerator stocked with yogurt, and it's like, if I have my own house, I'm going to have just a refrigerator just full of yogurt.
That's good. I mean, yogurt is definitely a very good source of probiotic. I'm glad that, you know, that show was able to inspire you to have yogurt. That's great. And but, you know, the thing that that you need to take care of is the store-bought yogurts might not be a very good choice because they have a lot of sugar and other chemicals in it, which actually defeat the purpose of probiotics, because good bacteria cannot thrive in a medium which is full of sugar. So trying to make your own yogurt, or at least getting plain yogurt, which doesn't have any sugar, it might be the best option.
The one I use for yogurt only has like 4 grams of sugar in it, but there's no added sugar at all, just a small amount of sugar. I mean, it's maybe it's not the best, but I mean, at least it's not
still the better option.
It's one of the better options. It's not like the, I would say maybe not the healthiest, but it's still something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm still searching. Kind of figure, trying to figure out what my grocery store sells, and it's not like super overpriced for, because, you know, super expensive doesn't mean super good and healthy.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I learned that the hard way. That's another story for another time.
I would love to hear it.
So for you, just out of curiosity, do you ever find yourself into many stressful situations?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Do you ever find yourself in many stressful situations? Like, what are some things that cause you stress?
Yeah, I mean, we all have stress. Stress doesn't come selectively. It comes to everyone. We all have stress. I do have, I mean, I have kids who have grown up now, but when they were teenagers, it was stressful. And when they were young, it was even more stressful. And there are many sources of stress, actually. You know, for example, when the COVID started, I was highly stressed because I didn't know what's going on. And I was actually absorbing the collective stress that was going on in the world. And I had to really slow down and understand what is going on in my head, and then, you know, calm it down. So stress is always there. You know, in everyday situations, stress comes up in some form or the other. It's how we manage it and how we work around with it that matters.
Well, I know for myself, there was maybe like a week or two ago, beginning of this year, I was feeling a little extra stressed. And I was stressed right around the beginning of COVID as well, mm-hmm. because I was taking on a lot of news by all the COVID information. I was like, who's right? Who's wrong? And what's going on? Then eventually I just kind of, I wouldn't say I'm living under a rock, but I've limited my intake of COVID-19 news because I was like, I'll check maybe once a week and that's it, because I still find it's good to be informed on stuff. But then I'm like reading other stuff because there's only so much my brain can take in information. And because there's still a lot of that is unknown about COVID-19 and everything, I'm like, until they find something new and something breakthrough about it, I'm done listening at the moment.
Yeah, and that's a great step because, I mean, believe it or not, all news is negative for some reason, because that is what feeds the world. But, you know, especially with autoimmune conditions and for everyone, there's only a limit to the kind of amount of negativity we can take in. So limiting that time definitely helps. And I did that, the same thing when this whole COVID thing started in 2020. And that helped me lower down my stress levels. So I think you're doing a good job in that.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. And I've also been, and before we got into this podcast interview, I was telling you I was kind of spring cleaning around my stuff with technology and everything. I've been finding some all-in-one tools. Like I'm using Notion to just help me keep track of just basically saving my everyday articles that I find, like recipes and blog post ideas, podcast ideas, etc., in one place. Because, you know, when you have many, I think I have like 6 or 7 different email addresses, and each one comes with their own cloud storage and everything.
Right.
And when you have stuff scattered all over the different cloud storages, it's like, I'm just wasting my time if I'm going from one thing to another thing to another thing. And I was like, this is stupid. And one of my goals was to, in 2021, was just to go through all my email accounts and everything, and put them into an organized place where I can just, okay, here's my bookmarks that literally syncs across devices like in a second. I save it on one device. I turn around to my other computer. Mm-hmm. It's already there. And it's like, I didn't have to wait for it to refresh. It just literally, I just open it up. Hey, it's already there. this is insane.
Oh, that's great to know. I didn't know about it. Thank you.
It's called Notion. It's like it's literally a lifesaver for me. Mm-hmm. And I know someone might say, someone could argue, it's like, well, wouldn't that kind of make you feel that, wouldn't it make it you feel very overwhelmed that stuff is all in one place? Well, mm-hmm. if you have different pages and different groups, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I also use this other one called a Stack Browser, which basically is kind of like a web browser, but I only put my most important websites that I use every single day of the week and what I use for just promoting my posts and podcasts all in one place, because mm-hmm. I don't find the web browser to be very productive, because you could be instantly, hey, I'm going to go to, let's say, I don't know, to your website login, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then you could be thinking of some kind of, and then in your mind just literally starts thinking about a YouTube video. And it's like, hey, let's get to YouTube real quick. And then mm-hmm. you're just typing in YouTube, and then you could either A, catch yourself and go back to the other tab that you have open, or you can continue to YouTube and waste your time on YouTube. And so mm-hmm. I find this to be a very helpful tool, because it's like, well, I have all my stuff in one spot. I don't have to go searching on the web for each login and everything. Everything is right there. I don't have an excuse to not go continue with my work.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, getting on the web, it's very distracting. So that's a really, really good way to do things.
Oh,
and I'm learning.
And one more thing before, I also been sorting through my emails. I've been getting a lot of speaking requests to be on different people's podcasts and mm-hmm. and convention invites. So what I've been doing, I've been putting all my shopping newsletters and I don't know, some other newsletters that I get into this other tool called Stoop Inbox. And what's kind of cool about it is that it's kind of like having another email address. What it does is it helps mask your privacy information, so companies can't sell your information to other companies.
That's interesting.
And once you unsubscribe from that that list, you're totally mm-hmm. unsubscribed. It's not like you're subscribed to 50 lists and you have to go through unsubscribe. It's you unsubscribe. That's mm-hmm. it. No more. And so I've been putting all my shopping ones and just all those other newsletters that the ones that most frequently offering me stuff in that tool. And I don't mind newsletters. It is, I've been, saying to my family members is that it's not like that I hate newsletters. It is I hate newsletters and emails in the same exact place, because it's like, well, I just want my read my newsletters, but mm-hmm. When I can't find a certain link to a podcast, like a Zoom link or some other tool that someone uses for their podcast, mm-hmm. it's like, I can't find anything. My brain is cluttered. My inbox is cluttered. Mm. I don't like it.
Yeah. I can totally relate to that.
Now I know why the song is called Silent Night, because now when I don't have any emails, I'm like, I thought I was very popular. I'm happy it's clean. Now I'm not sure if it was just a bunch of clutter, or I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to take a lot of notes from you for sure.
So how do you manage your stress, just out of curiosity?
So the first thing is to actually understand what is causing the stress, right? Because if you don't know the reason that is causing the stress, it's almost impossible to eliminate it. And, you know, then just wrapping your head around the fact that, and calming down and trying to not let the situation affect you is what I do. And then I also use a lot of mind-body practices like yoga, like meditation. And honestly, for most people, doing things they love doing is just, you know, kind of like a meditation. So for me, gardening really helps. I love gardening. I love growing a lot of things in my backyard. So whenever I'm, you know, full of...
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99 and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
My head is full of stress. I just try to release it by doing gardening. I love music. And so that is also one of the ways in which I remove the stress, by listening to music, because it just calms me down instantly. And of course, yoga and meditation are also there, which I use from time to time. And that is how I reduce my stress.
Basically, anyone could literally find me every single day, listen to music. Blessings from ACDC, and I'm surprised my next door neighbors hasn't complained about my ACDC. It's not super loud, but
but somewhat loud.
It's not like it's blasting it at night. I'm just playing it a little bit loud so I can mask my ringing in my ear when I don't wear my hearing aids, or I usually wear my hearing aids, but after karate, sometimes I just like, do I feel like putting it back in when I have to go somewhere else and I have to put my mask on? Because God forbid that there's not a mask for hearing aids. Somebody needs to invent that. Not me. Before we wrap up, where can people find you?
Sure. Yeah. So people can find me on all the social media handles. I am present on Facebook. I'm present on Instagram. I'm also present on LinkedIn. But the best way to get in touch with me is actually going onto my website, and there's a tab called Let's Talk. So they can just hit that, get an appointment with me, and we can sit and discuss the best next steps for their healing journey and what's the best option for them. So that's the best way to get in touch with me. Also, I have a wonderful community of people who have Sjogren's on Facebook, which is a free Facebook group. And joining that also is another way of getting in touch with me. So I would encourage all the listeners who think that they need help with their Sjogren's or autoimmune to get in touch with me, and we can talk further about their condition.
And just one more question before I let you go. How many years have you been helping people with this?
I've been helping a lot of friends, and I'm recently started my business, so I'm almost like 8 to 9 months into it, but I've been always helping my friends with different issues.
And thanks for coming on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I hope you'd be willing to come back again for another visit.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
And let's stay in touch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?